I think at 36, you know, I'm just in a different place. If you ever want me to be the bachelor, I'll do that.
Things really played out wonderfully for me. It's easy to get wrapped up in the environment. It was definitely dramatic.
What drama?
Hello, Internet.
Hey, gang.
I mean, really just hello, Crystal.
Crystal.
The episode, the world, the universe is about Crystal right now.
You know, the way that they say her name, it's almost like they're speaking parcel tongue.
It's almost like she's saying her name. Crystal.
Crystal.
She has such a dumb way of talking. And just also
even,
acting and feeling.
It's, everything runs together. It's all one sentence. She's saying like a bunch. So it's like, and she's like talking like this, and I just really feel like I can't even do it. Because I don't even know what she's saying most of the time.
I'm going to occasionally take her side for the fun of it.
Oh, Adam, come on. What?
It gives me joy.
It does?
It does.
Does it give you joy?
It does.
Like a Lanko pylon? Does it give you joy?
I really wish Lanko would come back.
You guys, thank you so much for all the love that we got for the Lanko pylon last week. We got a lot of really good, nice, kind things were said to us about that.
I thought of a lot of other things that Lanko could be, but we'll never know. It's never going to be appropriate for a Lanko pylon again, unless they come back.
Unless Lanko comes back.
The good news is, once you're out of money, you're stuck that
you're
way.
Stuck
so
that
maybe,
way.
So maybe Lanko
also,
comes
did
back.
You know stylistically, Lanko is... all capital letters.
Wow.
L-A-N-C-O.
Well, that changes things.
I bet it does.
In terms of what it could be.
Right. It could be something that's abbreviated. Is it like the London Academic National Honors, National Ornery Cult?
Ornery Cult?
Yeah.
C-O, not O-C.
Here goes like, my dyslexia again.
It could be an acronym for let's all not go over out. Let's all not go out. No, that's a G. That's Lango.
Damn it, we'll find
let's all not come out.
We'll find it.
Man.
Oh,
letters,
Lord.
We should be better at this.
I know. We do this for a living.
Let's all not come over.
Come over. That sounds like the motto of the millennial set.
The indoor crowd.
Yes. Like, let's cancel plans.
Yeah. So.
Let's just start this.
So here's the beginning of the episode. This time, for maybe the first time ever, we have a beginning of the road. For Mikkel.
Oh, is that what you're calling it? Why are you calling it that?
Because we sent her down the end of the road last week, and then she just came back and she was in again.
I just love how she just kind of showed up.
And what then, happened?
And then, no one addressed Mikkel being
back. How
did back.
Crystal not melt down about that?
No one addressed Mikkel being back. She went on the next group date, and it wasn't like Ari was like, oh my god, I'm so excited to have Mikkel back. I know she had a loss in her family, and, you know, I'm really happy that she was able to join the rest of the group. None of that.
No, everyone was just like, oh, she's back
okay.
now. Okay,
Mikkel's back now. What?
It was unclear to me. I thought she was leaving the show.
Same. We
Not
all
just
did,
taking
girl.
A time out.
No, she just took a break. Like, if I could take a break in the middle of something, I would do it too.
I'd wait until there were six people left, and then I'd take a
break.
Yeah,
I love the fact
sure
that she was
hometowns.
Able to, take a break on The Bachelor and say, I don't know. I'm just going to go home and sleep for, a week,
yeah,
and then
no
I'll
thanks.
Be back next week.
I'm going to go back and eat regular food and
hang out
with people I enjoy.
Catch up on all my sleep so that I'm not crazy, and then I'll come back.
Right, so that takes us to the end of the road. First person we lost was Mikkel.
Oh, my God, Mikkel.
Wow.
Isn't that horrible?
She came all the way back.
She came all the way back
to
here
Fort
from
Lauderdale.
Utah to Fort Lauderdale to get dumped in Florida. Ugh.
I wrote this down. Ari says, Fort Lauderdale, it's a beautiful place to fall in love.
Let me correct that sentence for you, Adam. Fort Lauderdale, it's a beautiful place to fall in love?
Let me correct that. Fort Lauderdale, it's by Miami.
Fort Lauderdale. I'm here, I guess.
A short road trip away from a more exciting city.
Fort Lauderdale, we've got gators here, too.
Yeah. So we...
Speaking of Fort Lauderdale's, have you guys ever watched this show, Enlisted? Also takes place in Florida.
Oh, man.
It's in Fort Lauderdale, but
it's a great
what a
show.
Masterpiece.
It's a fantastic show. It's
so
really funny.
Enlisted is basically telling the story of a bunch of soldiers at a rear detachment facility in Florida, where one of the, it's about like three brothers who are in the army. One of the brothers comes back from Afghanistan, and this is basically sort of now what they're doing. And it is so funny and delightfully charming and fantastic. And yeah. Jeff Stoltz is in it. And
Keith David is hilarious. Like the most straight faced, ridiculous, like soldier thing you've ever seen.
I adore Keith David.
Man, Enlisted is good.
So good. It's not on any of the streaming networks, but you can definitely steal it online.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not even stealing.
It's
so easy to find. It's basically just viewing at that point.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the rest of the weird stuff on the internet. It's just there. You know, if you Google it hard enough, you'll find it.
Not even hard enough. If you Google it and just the first time, it's on the first result.
I said what I said.
Second person we lost was Marique.
Marique!
I've been kind of on and off with all season. I think she's
really
very
on
attractive.
On and off with Marique?
I think she's very attractive.
I think you have a fetish for sort of the what Marique
throw
is
that,
putting down,
throw that F
if
word.
You will.
Don't throw that F word around.
Fetish? Lenko?
No, that would make sense. I have a Lenko fetish.
I'll have a Lenko fetish?
If you could be confused for a Lenko, now we're talking.
Okay.
Marique could not be confused for a Lenko.
No, I don't think, you know, I like Marique. She's harmless. She's sweet. She's been hanging out with CN a lot in the off season, which means they're very good friends. This was never going to happen for her. I appreciate what she's doing. Like, you know, she's cute. She's wonderful. Somebody will snap that up immediately.
She's good to look at. I mean, if you're going to be on TV, be good to look at.
She's a nice girl. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, like, you feel kind of bad for Marie.
I definitely do.
And a little bit for this next girl, too. And even for Mikkel, because there's really only a handful of people he's interested in. And then there's a very clear, like, second tier of people that's going to run about fourth, fifth place through, like, 15th, 16th.
Definitely next week.
Any
sure.
of these girls who are getting eliminated now could very well be, like, fifth place.
Yeah.
Any one of them could be.
Yeah.
There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
There's no distinguishable difference between where we are now, where we were last week, where we'll be in a month.
Yeah.
There's really only three or four.
I mean, the fact that we're already down to, what, 10? Is kind of crazy. Did it happen that fast, or was I just gone?
Both.
Okay. All right.
Marique. Well, I guess I'll miss more than... she was in my power rankings 1 week, I guess.
She had a great head of hair.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Final girl we lost was Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Another one.
Ashley, who just this morning Taylor was convinced had been eliminated weeks ago.
Whoops. Sorry, other black girl.
We were getting ready this morning, and I'm like, Taylor, is Ashley still on the show?
I said, no.
He's like, no, she's been gone for weeks.
I know, I really cussed you out.
She hasn't been on the show in a month.
I really cussed you out about that.
And I was like,
oh,
my bad. And then we turned it on, and it's like, we turned it on tonight, and like an hour and a half into the show, I go, wait a minute, Ashley's still here.
And then I said, of course she is, you idiot.
I didn't even notice it until most of the way through the show. I was
Classic me.
There's a lot of forgettable characters this year.
Yeah. Ashley seems nice. That's it.
What a sweet.
She seems nice.
Bless her
heart. Bless her heart. Yes. That's it.
Ashley,
not the bless her
bless
heart.
Bless her heart. Bless sad her trumpet heart. Sound. Wah, wah. anyway, that's the show. Let's get into the dates.
Okay. Chelsea.
We're in Fort Lauderdale.
We're in Fort Lauderdale. Beautiful place to fall in love.
Chelsea has a one-on-one.
Now, as we know, usually the one-on-one dates are pretty much reserved for the single moms so that they can tell their sob stories and then,
put them out of their misery.
Put them out of their misery.
Outside of the rest of the company.
Very early. So I, as I said last week on the show, I pretty much said, okay, Chelsea's going to get this one-on-one date and then she's going to get kicked off the show. And then that's pretty much the end of it. I guess they had a good time.
Now, Ari's too stupid to understand how that works. He's too stupid to understand the old yeller, take her out behind the shed where no one can see and handle your business.
Go on, get!
No, he's too stupid to go on get with Chelsea. He's going to keep her in it until, fifth place and then let her go.
I mean, the few things that I have to say about this day, basically they went on a yacht, they went on jet skis. Somebody said something stupid about jet skis being romantic. Jet skis are not romantic. Jet skis are awesome.
They're fun. They're, it's...
like, romantic is not a word that I would describe jet skis as. As two people who have recently jet skied in their life, they're dope.
How would you describe jet skis, riding jet skis?
It's like riding a riding lawnmower that goes 100 miles an hour on the water.
What drama? It's like driving a roller coaster.
It's like driving a roller coaster. It is like flying on water. It's like Free Willy. That's what it's like.
Jump over the wall.
Yeah. No.
As this also, little boy underneath you goes, yeah!
It is also like The Little Mermaid. No. That's what it's really like. No. That's what it's really
they're
like.
They're just saying movies that take place in the water.
Listen. It is also like Air Bud surfing. No, it is not. No, it is like The Little Mermaid. You know that scene where King Triton, you know, they have the, you know, the girls are singing, and then there is the youngest in their musical debut. You know that? When they're getting ready to sing?
Obviously.
Right, I obviously. Know that. You know the whole song. So when King Triton comes out in his carriage and he's got the dolphins, like, swimming to take him to, like, his balcony seat for this performance, jet skis are like that!
If there were an Air Bud movie about jet skis, it would be Air Bud : pet skis. Can you believe that?
Patent pending.
That, not a prepared statement. Thought of that on the fly. Feel copyright. Really dope about
copyright
it.
Copyright the hell out of that.
Yeah, jet skis, not romantic. Even when you do the whole, like, two-person on one thing, is that romantic? Because you're literally scared for your life the whole time?
I mean, my fear on the jet ski is that we're going to hit a wave, and I'm going to knock all my teeth out. That was my fear.
So here's a really interesting thing. Is like, if you do the, like, bigger person in front,
Sure. Smaller
person in back...
Yep.
Person in back can't see anything.
They sure can't. They sure can't.
There's no romance.
I had to trust you that instance.
You're just holding on for your life. I'm just saying. At 1 trillion miles an hour.
Well, this is it.
While Air Bud circles around
That's
you.
That's right, right. A dog riding a jet ski.
So here's something that I would like to note.
Okay.
You're on a yacht. You're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're on the front of the boat. There's one appropriate thing to do right now. You stick out your arms. The other person holds you by the back of your waist, and you say, I'm the king of the world. Titanic. And they didn't do that.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
They did.
I feel like he was trying to do it, and she didn't pick up
on it. No, she was doing it. I mean, they didn't, you know, actually do the moment. I'm sure that that has something to do with who owns the rights to Titanic. Fox, by the way, I think. Let's just take it there.
Researchers.
Somebody, get the interns on this. And then, so she did it. You saw her arms were standing out.
I feel like she was going for it.
No, she did it. And then he was holding her. I mean, they just didn't, everything doesn't, the show's only 2 hours, Adam. Okay.
I feel like you could hang out with Chelsea for like 2 days and not come up with 15 minutes of good television.
Speaking of good television, did anybody see that hideous 13-inch monstrosity on the side of Ari's body? It is worse than him kissing somebody. I have never seen a tattoo that is so big, so awful, so hideous looking. I could have seen somebody in the middle of a grocery store, and I have seen that viral video, and I would rather watch that than see Ari's tattoo.
Here's a theory. Ari walked into the tattoo parlor, mm-hmm. and the guy was like, "What do you got?" And Ari said, "I'm not joking.
I want everything.
I want the worst thing you have."
Oh, God.
And the guy was like, "Where do you want it?" And he said,
Everywhere.
So, Taylor definitively says it was 13 inches. This is exactly how she measured. We paused the TV.
We did.
And then she got up real close and goes, "I can't tell what it is." And then she said, "Adam, stand up." And then she got a measuring tape.
Because, you know, women have measuring tape in their house because they have to measure for clothes. Because, you know, clothes don't fit.
Yeah. So, I stand up and she measures how tall my torso is, and goes, yeah, it's 13 inches. And I
13
said,
inches pit to waist.
We're not the same size guy.
But you are the same size guy because you have a long torso.
I'm a small man.
You are petite, and yet your torso is very long. Whose fault is that? I don't know.
I'm a small man, built like a medium woman.
You are.
And
you are.
I think it might be bigger than 13 inches, is what I'm trying to say.
I think you'd be able to get into curves if you really swung it.
Curvy gentleman.
If we put you in a wig, you would definitely.
I'm straight up and down up on top, but I'm curvy around the middle.
You're shaped like an apple.
Ooh.
You and Angelina Jolie.
So, to summarize, Chelsea's date was miserable, and the only way to make it fun was to talk about stuff that didn't happen or could have happened, and also Air Bud.
Ugh. So, before we move on, let's get to Chelsea's sob story, because we always have to talk about that. So, Chelsea was sort of swindled and bamboozled by an older gentleman, forced into marriage, as she says it. Had a child with him. He was living sort of an extravagant lifestyle, a comfortable lifestyle.
He was an older, more wealthy gentleman.
Wealthy, more worldly gentleman. She was 20 years old.
She was a trophy
Red
piece.
Flag, number one. She had their child. They were together for 7 years. He left her for another woman, and she was left with nothing. Her things were in trash bags. Now, this is a very difficult thing to go through. I'm
and
not saying
to make
that it, wasn't.
It all worse. And they made her go to a private Tennille Arts concert.
That is right.
Tennille Arts is what I assume they said.
I think that's what they said. He mumbled it, but you know,
is that a real musician?
Probably. You know, Chelsea, I want to feel for her. I do. That is a horrible thing to have to go through. But. I don't know.
I mean,
there are more interesting people on this show.
I don't know. I feel bad for Chelsea, but not nearly as badly as she feels for herself.
And then let's not forget that Ari is rich too. So him having this whole like, oh my God, I feel for you and blah, blah, blah. And that must have been horrible. No, Ari, you're rich too, because your family is a race car driving family. You have money from that. You also have money from being a realtor, I guess.
Allegedly.
An alleged realtor.
You're not Jean Valjean.
Yeah, he's no Jean Valjean. I mean, pre-bred, post-bred? Which Jean Valjean are we talking about?
Jean Valjean, all of him. He started out poor. He came from nothing.
Oh, I see. That's what you're referencing. You're referencing the tattoo.
Yeah, he thinks he's the same guy.
Yeah, but he's not.
Javert's like, I'm from the gutter too. But like, let's not forget, Jean Valjean is from the gutter. Period.
Proper.
Full stop.
Right, proper. Yeah, got it. Chelsea gets the rose. We move on.
So we go to a group date, which is a bowling tournament.
It was.
A 6-on-6 bowl match. Wait, but there were 11 people on it, so 6-on-5?
Sure.
How did they break that up?
Unclear. You're the math person, not me. Here's what I'm going to say about bowling. You know how Adam always says that ice skating is the great equalizer of dates?
It's a great date.
I find bowling to be the great equalizer of dates. And maybe it's just because I'm very bad at bowling. I'm very good at a lot of sports. I am not good at bowling. I'm also not very good at basketball. It's because I'm short. But that has nothing to do with anything.
This isn't about you. Or basketball.
It could be.
Actually, our show is sort of about you.
Thank you.
And also sort of about me.
Yeah, but I mean, you brought it up.
But still mostly about Crystal.
Why would you drag me like that? So on this date was old Becca, baby Becca, Kendall, Sian, Marique, Mikkel, Jenna, Crystal, Jacqueline.
So anyway.
Oh, Lauren B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You miscounted by, yeah, Lauren B.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. Nothing really happens. They go bowling, like, whatever, it's cool. There's, like, this competition where the team that wins, they break in half, and it's two teams. And the team that wins gets to go on the extended date. This is
not new for the show.
This is very standard Bachelor
trope. This is not new for the show. Everybody does this, and usually
the winning team gets extra time with him. It's the only thing you can give.
And usually the Bachelor or the Bachelorette is usually soft. So they end up giving
throw those rules right out.
Yeah, they usually do that. Like, everybody expected it. It's fine. But everybody is not Crystal. Crystal.
So Crystal gets very upset. Her team... Wait, sorry. I'm skipping ahead. Let me go back. Here's the thing. I'm going to do a Dave Rhodes. Let me go back.
Dave.
Crystal's team wins the bowling thing, and it appears to be a bloodbath.
In a landslide.
Crystal's team wins. I'm not sure who else is on the team, because literally nobody cares.
Definitely old Becca. That's all I got.
And Jacqueline, because, you know,
and,
I always...
And coked out Jenna.
I just always know where Jacqueline is.
Yeah, coked out Jenna was definitely on the team.
So anyway, so this team wins. Crystal's team wins, and Ari goes, great, so, you know what? Everyone gets to go on the date.
Yay,
not a big deal.
Everybody gets to go on the date!
And 11 of the 12 people are like, cool, let's go. And one of the 12 people...
Is Crystal.
We didn't get any footage of this, but she allegedly, like, destroyed Ari in the bus on, like, the way home. Like, he wasn't there, so
the
other women,
cameras were off, and Crystal said some pretty choice things about Ari, about him being a liar, about the other girls.
She probably said the word, like, a million times.
She said, like, a million times.
Like, I just don't understand. I want somebody who includes me in decision-making process, which is a real quote from her.
Right. And, and Ari is a liar. He's a liar. Would this constitute a lying? You know, I just want to know what her barometer is.
Every year, there's somebody who shows up on the show, and they're surprised to find competition from other people. Like,
it's
wait,
so crazy.
A dating show, and there's like 28 other people? No.
And I have to wait my turn? Absolutely.
What?
What? Who, me? Girl.
She's the one. She just doesn't understand how the game is played.
And who would have thought? Out of the limo. Crystal would have been this.
Everyone, basically. She gave it away.
I know. I liked her too soon.
She was in your power rankings, I believe, early.
I know. Brian was in my power rankings last season, too, and look where that got us.
Look where that got you.
Don't do this.
So we all come back. Crystal throws a fit, and she's like...
She is pissed. Like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. She's like... throwing stuff around the hotel room. She's threatening people to say, I'm not coming downstairs for the evening portion of the date, which is ridiculous. And now, mind you, remember last week when I softly mentioned, like, you know, when Crystal interrupted the rose ceremony, that means people have to wait. And the fact that all of the girls kind of get ready and do all this stuff is not done just because they feel like they need to do it. They are still running a television program. They still have to be on schedule and on time for stuff. And if Crystal is deciding that she doesn't want to do something, they have to wait for the producers to either convince her to come downstairs or at least for them to get that shot that she's doing that. So she's wasting everybody else's time while she's doing all this dumb stuff.
Yeah, and she really does think she's the victim. She thinks that everyone is here and she's the victim. And
no wonder her brother doesn't want to live with her.
I'm going to move. He would rather live outside.
He would rather live outside.
I'm going to move to a sort of an advice portion of the show now.
Oh.
Where I'm going to give free dating advice.
Oh, what are we going to call this segment?
Free dating advice.
Okay.
I think is good.
Okay.
I need a sound effect. Free dating advice with Adam. Pow!
No? Okay, why don't you go ahead? Thank you.
So anyway, here's free dating. Free human being advice.
Oh, okay, all
right. Sparked by Crystal's thing. Free dating advice, free human advice. Here it is. You don't matter.
Wow.
Nobody matters.
Deep, really deep. Why do you say that, Adam?
This is just the way to treat other people.
Empathy.
No, other people, objectively, other people are more important than you. This is the case for every single human being alive. It is especially the case for Crystal. But that's the way you have to treat people.
Right, but, you know, when I'm walking down the sidewalk and somebody's, like, on their phone, that person doesn't matter.
Yeah, that person matters more than you, is the thing.
Yeah, clearly. Because they're in my way.
Not to me, but just in the bigger picture of things.
Yeah, they've decided that they matter more.
Free human advice to everyone. You don't matter. Crystal, take the advice. You don't matter. Shut up.
Which has created sort of a struggle among the ladies.
Shut
so
up and take the percent that you have.
Everybody is just on one. I mean, Becca, baby Becca, has really taken it upon herself to sort of drag Crystal during this entire process, and I am loving it.
So, baby Becca is right She's certainly right. There are probably two or three women on the show who can literally just talk circles around Crystal, and Baby Becca is one of them.
Kendall is also very passionate about this experience.
Yes, but she is not someone who can speak well enough to make it count.
Okay.
Baby Becca can.
Oh, yeah.
So Crystal's like, listen, I'm not going to the date. She doesn't. She stays inside. All the girls, except for her, go downstairs, and Ari shows up, and he's like, he's like, everyone's here. And somebody's like, no, everyone's not.
Everyone's not here. Crystal's not here.
And then Ari, in a misstep, gives in. And goes, you know what? I'm going to go check on her. I'm going to go give her one-on-one time right now.
What an idiot.
Which is a mistake. That's exactly what she wanted.
He's weak.
And it worked.
He's weak.
So maybe the producer idea, maybe he really was weak. But he walks up there.
Maybe a producer idea?
It's a producer idea.
Come on. So dumb.
You have to talk about it like these people are making their own decisions.
No, you don't! Are you kidding me? It's a television show!
I don't have to talk about anybody.
You don't matter!
I don't matter. Take my own advice, matter, because it was my advice.
It was your advice.
Free human advice, you don't matter.
You don't matter.
We gotta make t-shirts. That's a little bit depressing. We'll put the suicide hotline number on the
No, you screen. Don't matter. Hashtag 25 to life. Use your percent. Hashtag 25 to life.
Right.
On hats.
So Ari goes up and visits Crystal, and to his credit, he's like, listen, you kind of suck. I'm a little bit upset. You just stay up here, and I'm going to go enjoy my time with the people who decided to go on this date.
Which, color me surprised, Ari's out here giving people what for.
A little bit more testicles than you
thought. I said, okay. I said, you're a little less gay in this episode. Thank you very much.
He's about to do something later that will totally ruin all of his goodwill.
Got it.
So that's it. Then he goes down and has the other date with all the women mm-hmm. who spend all of their one-on-one time, for the most part, talking to him about them, and spend all of their group time talking about how Crystal is.
Well, and now remember, this is still a television show, so I'm sure the girls want to talk about anything else. I'm sure they want to talk about SZA's new album. I'm sure they want to talk about their Fashion Nova fit that they just got for the show. I'm sure everybody wants to ask Becca how often she has to get her hair cut, because, you know, having a short haircut is a lot of maintenance. But what they have to end up doing...
That's funny. I think you'd get it because it was low maintenance.
Oh, no. No. Short haircuts are a lot of maintenance. Honey, you remember when I had my pixie cut? I had to get a cut like every 3 weeks.
When I cut my hair short, it's low maintenance. It's actually more when it's longer, but like it is now.
But you're a man, honey. I mean, you know, there's a whole look to it. There's a style. You got to keep the bangs the right length. It's really crazy.
Yeah, my bangs are just the right length right now.
Thank God. So I'm sure the ladies would want to be talking about something else, but they have to talk about Ari or each other. And that is the only way that they can function within this experience. And the producers are literally forcing them to talk about Crystal.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it's just bowling. Like, Ari said this to Crystal's face. He said, it's just bowling.
I know.
So, I know. You know, in his words, things deteriorated.
Oh. What?
He missed a syllable or two. They deteriorated.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes me a while to say prowess.
To say what?
Prowess? Prowess.
There's no L in that.
I said it right the first time!
I know, and then I tested you, and you messed it up. Prowess.
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 Prowess. Magician.
So anyway.
Say magician, Adam.
Magician. I don't have issues with this. Anyway, that's really all that happens in the group date, is everyone turns against Crystal immediately, and including Ari.
Which is warranted. So let's talk about something good that happened.
Something good.
Lauren B. got a lot of shine in this episode. More so than she's gotten since the beginning of the show. I really like their interaction. I like how she asked him, you know, I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And starting with sort of the mundane stuff that you know about your person. What's your favorite color?
What's mine or yours?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
What is my favorite?
Yes, girl!
Green.
Yeah. What's your favorite color? How do you like your eggs? Scrambled.
How do I like my eggs? With a bunch of meat and potatoes in them.
Okay, that was not...
But yes, in a scramble.
In a scramble, thank you.
So technically, yes.
So, you know, how do you like your coffee? Cream and sugar. You know, that kind of stuff that you need to know about somebody. What makes you scared? What scares you? Okay, that could be a question that you can answer and ask.
The dark.
The dark. Spiders. No, you don't like sharks. No, you don't like snakes. No, you don't like needles. You don't like all three of those things.
I don't like needles. Well, I mean, nobody likes snakes. That's absurd. They just move around all
it's very
boneless
unnatural. I know, but I mean, everybody thinks my fear of octopus are unnatural.
Your fear of what?
Octopus? Octopi.
I think you're going octopi here. You're afraid of all of them. That's a multiple.
Well, I'm also afraid of a singular octopus.
Mm.
One octopus I am afraid of. Multiple octopus. Octopi. Octopussies. I am very afraid of.
Anyway. How do you feel about James Bond movies?
Mmm. Oh, that one was good.
They're all good.
Oh, well, are they all good? They're all the same story. Anyway.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Lauren B. had a great day. She, you know, pushed herself through the rankings. She seemed like she had a little bit more personality in this episode than any of the other ones that we've seen so far.
I have something to say, but I will hold on to it for later.
Oh.
Teaser.
Yikes.
So we moved on from this to a relatively kind of mundane one-on-one date, finally with Tia.
Tia, backwoods Barbie.
Tia is so much hotter than I thought originally.
You really ragged on her a bunch.
I was not into it early. I was so wrong.
I wish I had a stenographer somewhere that could get out some of the quotes that you said about Tia. You railed
on
this
girl. It's almost like we record ourselves talking about this every week.
It's so crazy.
And if only somebody could go back and listen.
Who is that?
I don't know. Somebody get the interns in it. Tia's crazy hot.
She's cool.
She is super hot.
Another bad tattoo on Tia. She's got a huge owl on the back of her arm, which... What the hell is that about, man? What a gross tattoo.
I'm mostly sure that I dated the girl with an owl tattoo. Sorry. I'm mostly sure that I dated the girl who, after we broke up, got an owl tattoo.
Okay, because you just said something I was like, what?
I dated a girl, past tense, who, present tense, has an owl tattoo. All
right.
I'm mostly sure that number one does. I'm not sure because we don't talk to each other anymore.
Mm.
You know, I'm mostly sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so Tia and Ari go in this little Everglades airboat type thing.
Because remember, we're in Florida.
Right. They meet Backwoods Daryl, who built his own house by hand in 10 years.
Over under on the number of teeth Daryl has. 5.
Which number is higher? His teeth, or the number of years it took to build his house by hand?
Ooh. Oh. Now remember, the number of years it took to build the house by hand was 10.
Oh, it's way under.
Okay.
Daryl goes frogging, which is what poor people do when they can't afford G's at the end of the word.
So I also looked at this house. I don't know if you guys remember. Obviously, everyone does. The first season of True Detective. This definitely reminded me of the house where they had the shootout.
The Yellow King's house?
Yes.
Yeah.
That episode did not end well.
No. Fun story.
I think it also took place in Florida. Was it the same house? We've never seen them in the same room before.
What? So, fun story about Daryl. I think his name might have been Gerald, and we just couldn't understand him. Because of the way he spoke.
So, it wasn't
mostly
like
because there was no teeth. To trap the sound when he needed it.
I knew you were going to say
the
that.
The sound was just coming out like a shotgun. You really couldn't understand a lot of what
he
was saying.
No, but he was so proud of his home.
Here's the highlight of the date for me.
Yeah.
It was nearly a low light. Tia said, listen, I was in college for 7 years.
Yes!
And
okay!
I was like, wow. Yeah, okay, I graduated in 3.5. You know, got the whole master's thing. 5.5.
Okay. Everybody calm down. Let's just, your educational penis is huge. Thank you so much, Adam.
I got all these minors.
Ugh, God.
So she's like, I was in college 7.5 years. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you were about to drag
her. And then she was like,
I felt it coming.
She was like, you know, just got my doctorate and everything. And I was like, oh, wait a minute.
You reeled it back in, didn't you?
She's crazy country hot. And she's got a doctorate?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Tia. Yeah.
I am very into Tia.
You are very into Tia.
It was kind of a boring date, but I think he's starting to get into it a little bit. I think she's very much pushing for that, like, fourth legit interest spot.
Yeah.
And,
it was a little too fast. Now, I know that we're in week 5, but for her to already be saying, I'm falling in love with Ari, she hasn't really spent a lot of time with him. She hasn't been on a lot of the group dates. Like, I haven't seen a lot of them talking. Now, granted, them talking has nothing to do with, you know, their connection or whatever, or whether or not I've seen it has nothing to do with it. I just feel like it was a little too fast for all the tears and the I'm falling in love kind of thing. And I didn't feel great about it.
Counterpoint. I've never had one word of conversation with Tia, and yet I am in love with her now.
I wonder if it was the owl tattoo that was a trigger for you.
What if it was?
Okay. Let's hope it
was. It was not. Sorry.
It was definitely not.
Just to be clear, it was not. Also, just to be clear, I have never seen The Maze Runner 2. I know this is a point of contention. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it on HBO. You've seen it on your own computer because you own it.
False. Maze Runner 2, Lanko. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. No, Lanko is the name of the company in Maze Runner 2 that they're, you know, sort of trying to fight against.
That's Lanko the reason... makes the maze that they have to run through.
No, Lanko is the company that created the dystopian environment.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, girl. You know. You okay? Don't do this.
That's the end of Tio's one-on-one date. She gets the rose.
It was fine.
It means it's going well.
It was fine.
He is more interested in Tia now than at the beginning.
Yeah, he's more interested in Tia.
Probably
than I
less
am.
Than I am. I'm very into Tia right now.
Wow. Okay.
She's hot. Okay. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, we have.
She's great hair.
So, one thing I want to talk about in Tia's date. As we know on The Bachelor, faith is a big thing for people. A lot of the contestants and a lot of the, bachelors or bachelorettes talk a lot about Jesus, Christianity, what their values are, that kind of thing. I thought this was an interesting moment because usually they have a very sort of outright conversation on the show about like, you know, I believe God's going to send me somebody and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the bachelor, bachelorette says, I believe that too. This was interesting because Tia was very clear about, you know, I'm, you know, very invested in my faith. I go to church on the weekends. Now, I'm insinuating some of this because we only heard the tail end of the conversation because Ari was pretty clear about, like, I am not super into Jesus. And Tia was like, but I am super into Jesus.
It was very cloaked.
But I appreciated seeing that conversation because a lot of times the conversation that they have on the show is very much Jesus or bust. So it was good to see a little bit of conflict in that neighborhood. That's it.
That's good. There's a lot of other stuff that I have to say about, you know, Tia and Bust, but I will hold it
for propriety. Thank you so much. That would be great.
Let's talk about the rose ceremony.
Okay.
It's just an extension of the earlier Crystal drama.
Drama.
Crazy. And Becca continues to drag her, and I thought that was great. And I just don't even know what to say about Crystal. Like, I couldn't even listen to anything she was saying. She was spinning and spiraling. You could tell that when she stopped, her and Ari talked to each other during the cocktail hour, he was over it.
She is a mess.
She's a mess.
So she just walks up to all the girls and she's like, listen.
I just feel like...
I don't want to have this, like, fight with, like, all of you.
Don't like
and so, like, if you want to, like, one-on-one talk to me, I guess, then let's, like...
What am I?
Like, why don't we just do this?
Like, and like, do like do that.
So, like, in her defense, I get this. Like, she's like, it really would take 10, maybe 11, 12 other women to equal like the intellect and maybe emotional capacity of her. And you know, if you really put yourself in her shoes, like, it's not fair that she has to split time evenly with all of them. Where they all get, like, around 7.5-8% of her time, she should really be getting at least 80%, and everyone else should be splitting the rest. Like, the show is only fair if it's just her and Ari dating, and then everyone else is, like, murdered in a terrible cyclone.
You and this whole taking Crystal's side thing is not is not working for me.
So she opens the door to have these one-on-one conversations, and the first person to jump on it is Kendall, who is equally emotional.
Yes, but Kendall was very put out by Crystal.
But not crazy well-spoken. She is exactly as... She is a saner version of Crystal.
Sure, unhinged, but...
So saner. They sit there, and it's this the dumbest conversation you've ever had.
It's crazy.
It's like Pong with feeling entitled to be, like, emotional.
Very similar to the Corinne and Taylor conversation about emotional intelligence last season.
Listen, just the way that you are entitles me to feel like murdering you. And then the other woman's like, well, like, the way that I'm treated makes me, like, entitled to feel entitled to my feelings. And they go back and forth. It's like the telephone game or whatever, where you have to like add on, like an improv game. We have to add on one new thing every time.
Something new out about you every time we do this show that really makes me feel glad that we already got married.
Everyone likes improv games.
Okay.
Sure. Whose line is it anyway? It's my line anyway.
Yep.
It's Adam Bonifest's line anyway. Improv. Right now.
Yeah.
You have to remember the other things and then you add on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
About feeling entitled to feelings.
Sure.
Of Got entitlement.
It. Got it. So Crystal and Kendall had this weird fight. Becca was talking circles around Crystal. And basically the producer said, why don't you guys go talk to Crystal? Because nobody wants to talk to Crystal. And we want you guys to sort of take everything that the group has said and try to talk some sense into her. That's the only reason that I would see that actually happening. That's it. It's more screen time. That's it. And another method for them to tell the story. Them, the producers.
So Crystal and Ari, they like finally have their little moment, their one-on-one conversation at the rose ceremony, and she's like always 1 second away from just bursting into tears. She's like, listen, I grew up in a bowling alley, and it was just so
was that insane? Hard for me. Was that insane when she said that? I grew up in a bowling alley, my mom would bring all of her boyfriends around, and like, you know, I never had any men in my life that I could trust. And I was like, girl, what? Like,
listen, just because Roseanne is coming back doesn't mean that you can relive those stories like they're yours.
Like, don't tell your homeless brother's stories as though they're your own. Like, don't do this. Do not. And Ari, who was not having it, Crystal was like, oh my God, this is like our first fight. He's like, this might be our last fight. Like, I said, okay.
The struggle makes us stronger, though.
No.
She's terrible.
If there is one thing that I can say about this show, obviously that I will not be able to say this about this entire season, because this whole season is horrible. You know, relationships, guys, they're not supposed to be hard. You know how people say things like, oh my God, you know, struggling in your relationship is what really makes it stronger and all that kind of stuff. Things are not supposed to be difficult in order for anybody to get any kind of reward out of them.
Especially not at the beginning. The only thing that's
supposed to be hard to get reward out of it is SoulCycle. Because then at the end of it, you're thin. Like, that is the only thing that I get a reward out of that is hard. Period.
Here's how the conversation should have gone. I just, like, the struggle makes us stronger, you know? Like, this is our first fight, we're gonna be better. And he should have gone, you don't matter.
Right.
That should have been the, excuse me, here's some advice, you don't matter.
You don't matter. But he won't do that, because, you know, he's weak.
And he gives her a rose.
And he gave her
the
a rose.
The last rose for the second week in a row, meaning it's the producer rose. The producers exactly. picked the last rose. That's obvious.
Right.
I don't know why I haven't pointed this out before. The last rose is the one the producers pick.
I don't know, because you're out here listing people that you actually like instead of people that Ari likes for your power rankings.
I'm too busy thinking about being on a jet ski with Air Bud. I can't believe that.
Oh, my God.
So that's it. So he ends up ultimately disappointing all of us, and let's blow through some power rankings,
Let's do it. Well, who's your number four?
My number four is Lauren B's good face.
Okay, yes. That's a good one. That seems nice.
Lauren B.
Which Lauren B, though?
Her good face.
Oh, okay, because they share the same face. Good face and bad face.
No, bad face is straight up a bad face. But Lauren B's good face was the prominent face in this episode. And also Lauren B as a person, good person.
Reasonable.
I want to see more of her.
I like Lauren B. My number four is bad tattoos.
Number four.
Yeah.
You'd rather have bad tattoos than most of these women?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad tattoos on this episode, and they got a lot of PT. So I can only hope and imagine that we're going to see more of them later on this season.
Can't imagine we wouldn't.
Yeah, totally.
Who's your number three?
My number three is Tia.
That is a real person.
She had a great week this week. Backwoods Barbie really killed it. She was going frogging. She saw a gator. I mean, what more could you ask for from a girl from Arkansas?
Let me pose this question. Tia has a bad tattoo. Is she number three and number four?
No.
Is Ari number four on your own power rankings of who he's attracted to?
Yes.
That sounds more like it. My number three is Jacqueline, slipping one spot.
Come on, get this girl your power rankings, bro.
Who should be in it?
Not her.
Who?
I don't know.
I like Jacqueline.
I know you do. That's the larger issue.
Well, that's what my power rankings are about. Speaking of that, my number two is Tia, by the way. We just talked about it. I am into Tia.
I know. This really came out
of
nowhere.
She has a doctorate. What?
I know. That really shook you up.
For me, education is very attractive to me.
Even if she is a physical therapist.
I don't care.
You don't.
She's a doctor.
Dr. Tia.
A physical therapist.
Dr. Tia. Ew. My number two is Lauren B. Again, another person with a really great week this week.
Both faces at once.
Both faces at once. I'm going to take her at her best and at her worst.
Her worst is pretty bad.
It's horrible.
Like, she's blonde to begin with, so the ceiling's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I really wish the Bachelor producers would do a better job of lighting these girls in all different sorts of methods so that they can get a good idea of what people look like. Because I don't think they're doing that during auditions.
Are you going to tell me that CN isn't on your list?
Yes, I keep telling you this. CN is not going to get to the final four. It's not happening. You have to let it go, Adam. I've told you this a million times. CN is not going to make it past probably the next 2 weeks. She's too black.
Looks like she's number one on my list.
Sorry.
I can't listen. I don't always
read. You're an idiot.
I don't always read well, but it looks like she's number one on my list.
You're an idiot. I'm basically keeping CN off of my power rankings because I'm saving her for Peter.
That's impossible.
I know.
That's impossible because Peter could have anybody he wants in the universe right now.
Which includes CN. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It includes you too, and I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, the better man won.
No, I'm not fit enough for Peter.
You could be.
I could be.
You're not even trying to be, though.
He could fix me. I'd let him fix me. My number one is old Becca.
He loves old Becca.
He loves old Becca.
He does. That's going to be his, like, boring girl who just stays in the whole time. And at the end
I
of it, you're like...
I don't even think she's boring. She seems really fine. She's
really not. She's just an adult. Like, she's, like, the only person in the show who's really, like, always an adult.
Yeah.
Including Ari.
Including Ari. Ari finally showed up this week as an adult, so that was a really nice change of pace.
Do you have any bold predictions?
Bold predictions next week. We're going to Paris. So there's going to be a lot of me speaking French next week on the podcast.
Taylor speaks French. She spent some time in France for work and came back speaking French.
Mon Dieu!
It's a lot of that.
It's a lot of raspberries at the end of sentences. It's a lot of that. Yeah.
I think we're going to lose Crystal before the rose ceremony.
I think so too.
Number one.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happens, and I really think that Chelsea is going to be the new villain quickly.
I think that. We're going to start losing some people that we really like.
I don't. I think there's still a bunch of
And I'm
garbage.
Talking about people that we really like. For example, Baby Becca. CN.
Baby Becca will go before CN. Baby Becca doesn't have... There's not a lot of there with her. She's exciting.
Sure.
But she's not stable. And... on top of everything, she's going to fall into the crystal trap. She's going to fall into being better than the worst person instead of being the best person that there is.
Well, I think people like Becca enough, but the only problem with Becca is her age. And so people aren't going to be able to find anything that's wrong with her. And that's pretty much Ari's sort of, you know, deal breaker there. And Cien is just, it's just not going to happen. I want it to more than anybody on the face of this planet, but no, he's I think he's intimidated by Cien, which is why he was so quiet on their date, because he doesn't know what to talk about. She went to Yale. What does he have to offer her? Nothing.
I mean, I don't know. Yes, the answer is nothing, but it's the conceit of the show that all of the contestants are automatically interested in. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about how they feel about him. He has to worry about who he wants to be with.
Well, guys,
nobody cares about who I want to be with.
Who do you want to be with? Well, Tia?
Listen to my power.
Jacqueline? Cien?
And Lauren B's good face.
Yes. Got it. You guys,
that's it.
Thanks for this week. We'll see you later. Letrus on the Menje.
I feel like I'm the last one of my friends to really take that step.
I did fall in love.
It's been a little surreal because I didn't know how this would turn out. I was a little skeptical. I
really had strong feelings for more than one person. It is funny that nickname is hilarious.